It's Tuesday, July 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The seasonality of IT services and the priorities of those SMBs, and the struggle to replace Chinese tech in telecom. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft, with their Landscape and Attitude study, is a look at 3,000 small and mid-sized businesses in 10 countries around the world. Microsoft defines SMBs as organizations with 1 to 300 employees, which covers about 149 million customers. The sector has been growing 20% year over year, and 80% of that SMB business is transacted through partners. Microsoft estimates that in 2023, IT spending will grow to about $1.2 trillion for organizations between 1 and 300 employees. Much of that will still be for on-premises solutions, but over $500 billion will be cloud-related spending. Highlights from the report. Half of the tech decision-makers are senior and mainly Gen X. A significant number, 41%, of millennials are moving into decision-making roles. 80% of men are tech decision-makers compared to 20% of women. Millennials are much more optimistic about the future and more confident, 40% more, that their company will achieve business objectives. The smaller the organization, the more likely it is to be focused on survival. It is also less likely to have a business plan and be less optimistic about the future. However, most SMBs at 69% prioritize growth regardless of size, and second place is profit at 67%. I also want to note an analysis by Tortoise and Hare Software of Google Trends data related to IT services, quoting the blog. There's been much panic recently about an upcoming recession, and current trend data points to a drop in demand for IT services. As of July 2022, if we look at the historical data for the select queries above and aggregate them, we can see that a drop in IT services demand during the summer is nothing unusual. In fact, if you analyze historical query data for IT services, related volume, you see a pretty clear correlation between when the kids are out of school and when people are shopping for IT support services. There are seasonal slumps almost every year between late May and late August, when summer vacation is in session, families are more likely to be out vacationing. There are also seasonal slumps over the holidays when people are traveling and kids are out of school for Christmas break. Why do we care? Don't let it be said I'm not about contrasting opinions. I've mentioned that economic conditions are weird, but also have patterns. The seasonality of services is real, and we have every reason to believe it will continue. It might be a bit slower simply due to it being summer. Now, the other data point I noted and wanted to highlight was the rise of Gen X. I'm biased, I am Gen X, but it's a generation rarely mentioned in all of these discussions. We're used to it. It seems to be a theme for the generation itself. What this does mean is that the power is fading for the boomers. Next time you look around and see a room full of white-haired boomers, you should consider, are you in the right room for where the decision makers are? You may not remember, but I covered the directive to remove Chinese telecom equipment from carriers during the Trump administration. And it's not going smoothly. As reported in Politico, small communications networks, mainly in rural areas, are saddled with old Chinese equipment that they can't afford to remove and which they can't repair if it breaks. The companies say they want to ditch the Chinese tech, but promised funds from Congress aren't coming quickly enough and aren't sufficient to cover the cost. This represents nearly 200 U.S. carriers, including rural wireless networks and broadband internet and TV providers, a handful of universities, school districts, and even city governments. The Federal Communications Commission revealed last week that it had cost $3.08 billion more dollars than the $1.9 billion allocated initially to pay U.S. companies to ditch Huawei and ZTE. Congress is now on the hook to come up with the additional funds to extract and replace those parts, which comprise the guts and sometimes the brains of these networks. Why do we care? There's a desire to believe that all the internet infrastructure is entirely comprised of big companies. It's not true. Smaller providers are a critical piece of this. We should consider these like roads and bridges and ensure they're all invested in. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is National Aunt and Uncle Day, which one is near and dear to my heart as I have a lot of nieces and nephews. Remember that live stream will be Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern on YouTube, youtube.com/MSP Radio, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.